5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
At Lowe's, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, install, and more when you spend $2,500 on select major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 2/25 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, Florida. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hard-working, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
Catherine is 21 now, and she still lives in the same house where the disturbances began. That fact matters to her more than anything else. If she had moved away, she could blame memory or childhood imagination for what happened there. But she didn't leave. The house has been constant, and so have the incidents. When her family first moved in, the place seemed entirely ordinary. It wasn't particularly old, nor did it carry any obvious history. The floors were hardwood, the walls thin in places, the doors slightly uneven in their frames. It was the kind of suburban house that doesn't attract stories. At first, nothing about it felt ominous. The early events were small enough to ignore. A closet door she distinctly remembered, leaving open would be closed when she turned back around. A candle resting securely on a bookshelf would fall over without being touched. On one occasion, her bedroom door and the closet door shut at the same moment, though no windows were open and no draft could explain it. Each event could be rationalized if she tried hard enough. Air pressure shifts, wood expands and contracts, people misremember things. She assumed these minor oddities were normal. Most people, she figured, simply didn't talk about them. Then came the first event that involved witnesses. On her 12th birthday, she invited a few friends over to watch a movie. The DVD had been purchased the day before and had not yet been used. When they inserted it into the player, it failed to load. Annoyed, Catherine removed the disc and immediately dropped it into her other hand because it was uncomfortably hot. Not slightly warm from friction, but hot enough to sting. She unplugged the DVD player at once, assuming it had overheated. But when she touched the machine itself, it was completely cool. The disc, however, continued to radiate heat for several seconds. It left a small burn mark on her finger before she ran it under cold water, warping it beyond use. Her friends stood there watching, confused. There was no technical explanation. That made sense. Even then, Catherine did not jump to supernatural conclusions. Electronics malfunction. Static builds. Manufacturing defects exist. It was strange. But strange does not automatically mean paranormal. The disturbances became more physical over time. One morning, while alone in the house waiting for the school bus, she heard distinct movement coming from the kitchen. At first, it sounded like cabinet doors rattling softly. Then the tapping began. Metal striking ceramic, a rhythmic clicking against the countertop. She walked in, expecting to catch something mid-fall or mid-slide. Nothing appeared disturbed at first glance. Then she saw the scratches. Thin, fresh lines marked the surface of the counter. A plate near the edge bore a shallow scrape that hadn't been there the night before. Inside the utensil drawer, the forks and spoons had been shuffled into a chaotic jumble as though someone had run a hand through them aggressively. She searched the entire house. Every room was empty. Later that same day, something happened that has never sat comfortably in her memory. On the bus ride to school, her best friend Nathan was talking animatedly beside her when he suddenly flinched and grabbed the back of his head. He swore under his breath and asked what had hit him. When he turned around, there was blood at his hairline. It wasn't a deep wound, but it was real. The student behind them was accused and disciplined, though Catherine remembers the seating clearly. No one had been close enough to cause that injury. At the time, she did not connect it to the house. It seemed like an isolated, unexplained event. The more disturbing incidents began years later. One night, she woke shortly after 1 a.m. with an overwhelming dryness in her mouth. As she sat up in bed, she noticed movement in the hallway outside her room. At first, she assumed it was her younger sister moving restlessly, but the figure pacing back and forth made no sound at all against the hardwood floor. There were no footfalls, no shifting boards, no accompanying noise of fabric or breath. The proportions were wrong. The silhouette was too tall, too elongated, and entirely black against the dark background, not shadowed, but dense, as though it absorbed what little light existed. She watched it for several seconds before it stopped pacing and turned toward her doorway. The figure entered her room without hesitation. It stood beside her bed long enough for her mind to catch up to what she was seeing, and then it moved toward the window and vanished. She told herself she had been half asleep. That explanation lasted only until the second awakening. Just before dawn, she felt the distinct sensation of being watched. This time, when she opened her eyes, the figure stood near the bathroom door across the hall. It was still and featureless. She pulled the blanket over her head out of instinct, not logic. When she lowered it again, the figure had crossed the room and stood at the foot of her bed. She tried to scream, but nothing came out. What she felt next was not a strike, but a dragging sensation down her chest. It was sharp and deliberate, as though something had traced a line through the fabric of her shirt. When the figure disappeared, she sat upright in silence, trembling. There was a scratch on her skin beneath her clothes. Later that morning, her older sister, who had slept in the living room, revealed a nearly identical scratch on her own chest. Neither of them had torn clothing. Neither had an explanation. Catherine still lives in that house, still behaves as though it is not empty when it should be. By the time Catherine reached her late teens, the disturbances had shifted from isolated events to patterns. The house no longer felt randomly strange. It felt reactive. Certain rooms carried tension that others did not, and the activity seemed to intensify when she was alone or when someone new entered the space. The closet in her bedroom had always been a focal point. It wasn't unusually large or structurally different from the others in the house, but the air around it often felt heavier, as though the space behind the door was deeper than it should have been. Over the years, she had heard occasional clicking sounds from inside, soft, rhythmic noises that she once attributed to the expansion of wood or shifting hangers. One evening, Nathan was over studying. They were sitting on her bedroom floor with notebooks spread out between them when he paused mid-sentence and tilted his head. "Do you hear that?" he asked. Catherine tried not to react immediately. The clicking had started again, slow, irregular taps that sounded like fingernails brushing lightly against the inside of the closet door. She had grown accustomed to pretending it was nothing. "It's probably the neighbors," she said, though she knew the houses were far enough apart that interior noises didn't carry. Nathan frowned. The tapping continued, clearer now that someone else had acknowledged it. Catherine stood and walked toward the door. Before she could reach for the handle, it shifted slightly inward and then closed with a soft but deliberate click. She hesitated only a second before grabbing the knob and pulling. It didn't move. The resistance was firm, as though someone on the other side was holding it shut. She pulled harder. The door shuddered but did not open. Nathan laughed nervously at first, assuming she was joking. When she stepped aside and gestured for him to try, his expression changed. He wrapped his hand around the handle and tugged. The resistance was unmistakable. He leaned his weight into it, bracing one foot against the wall for leverage. "It's stuck," he muttered, but his tone carried doubt. With one strong pull, the door flew open abruptly, releasing all resistance at once. The sudden give sent him stumbling backward into Catherine. They collided with one of her bookshelves, knocking it sideways. Books scattered across the floor, and the shelf struck the wall hard enough to splinter at the back edge. For a moment, neither of them spoke. The closet interior was ordinary. Clothes hung neatly. Shoes lined the bottom. There was no visible obstruction behind the door. Nathan stood still, staring at the frame. "Something was pulling," he said quietly. It wasn't dramatic, and he didn't look frightened in a theatrical way. He looked confused. Catherine nodded, though her pulse was racing. Hearing him say it aloud shifted the experience from private fear to shared event. Whatever had resisted the door had been strong enough for both of them to feel it. They spent the next several minutes picking up fallen books and righting the shelf. When Nathan lifted it to reposition it against the wall, he paused. "Has this always been splintered?" he asked. Catherine stepped closer. A fresh crack ran through the wood along the back panel. The break was jagged, not worn or aged. She couldn't remember ever seeing it before. She shrugged automatically, though she knew she would have noticed a flaw like that. She had rearranged that shelf dozens of times over the years. Nathan didn't press further, but the energy in the room shifted. The easy familiarity they had shared earlier was gone. The air felt strained, charged with something unspoken. After he left that night, the clicking in the closet stopped entirely. Instead, the disturbances migrated. Over the following weeks, Catherine began hearing movement not just in her bedroom but in the hallway outside it. The same soft tapping that had once come from behind the closet door now seemed to trace along the walls. It would begin near the bathroom and travel slowly down the corridor, stopping outside her door. Sometimes it ended there. Other times it continued into her room. She tried to document the sounds on her phone, but they rarely occurred when she was prepared. The house seemed to operate on its own timing, escalating only when she was unguarded. One night, as she lay awake listening to faint scraping along the hallway wall, she realized something else had changed. The figure she had seen years ago, the tall black silhouette, had not reappeared physically. There were no more visible forms pacing outside her door. No more scratches down her chest. But the house had grown more assertive in other ways. Doors no longer drifted, they resisted. Objects didn't merely fall, they struck. The disturbances were less theatrical and more physical, as though whatever had once relied on appearance had shifted to force. Catherine began to wonder whether the figure and the house were separate or the same. Whether what she had seen in the hallway had always been tied to the walls themselves. whether the presence required the structure to manifest at all. She found herself paying attention to architectural details she had ignored for years. The narrow cavity behind the closet wall, the hollow spaces between studs, the way the floor beneath the closet sounded slightly different when stepped on. The house was not old enough to have hidden passageways or forgotten crawl spaces, yet sometimes it felt as though it contained more depth than its floor plan suggested. Nathan returned once more a few weeks later. He didn't mention the closet directly, but he avoided sitting near it. They were halfway through a conversation when a sharp crack echoed from the hallway. Both of them froze. It sounded like wood snapping under sudden pressure. They stepped into the hall together and found nothing displaced, no broken trim, no fallen frames. But the sound had been real. Nathan had heard it as clearly as she had. He didn't stay long after that. Catherine didn't blame him. Whatever occupied the house did not seem interested in dramatic appearances anymore. It no longer needed to stand at the foot of her bed to be acknowledged. It made itself known through resistance, through pressure, through subtle but undeniable force. And increasingly it seemed to respond when others were present, as if reacting to the intrusion. The house was not simply active, it was aware. The final shift did not happen in the middle of the night, it happened in the afternoon, in broad daylight, when the house should have felt ordinary. Catherine had begun avoiding certain routines without consciously admitting it. She kept her bedroom door open at all times now. She stopped storing anything valuable in the closet. She moved the bookshelves away from the wall slightly, as though giving the room space might ease whatever tension lingered there. The tapping had grown less frequent, but when it returned, it sounded closer, less like something hidden and more like something tracing the interior of the walls. That afternoon, she was alone again. Her father was away for the weekend, and the house was unnaturally quiet. She was in the kitchen when she heard the first sound, a dull knock from upstairs. Not a creak, not settling, a knock, and came again, two slow impacts against wood. She set her phone down on the counter and listened carefully. The house remained silent for several seconds, as if waiting for her response. Then the knocking continued, moving from her bedroom wall to the hallway outside it. Three knocks. Pause. Two knocks. Pause. She stood frozen at the base of the stairs. The rhythm felt intentional. Her first instinct was to leave the house entirely, but something in her resisted the idea of retreating again. For years, she had moved around the disturbances, adjusted her behavior, rationalized events, and carried on. The house had become the dominant presence, and she had become the one adapting, not this time. She walked upstairs slowly. The hallway felt tight, as though the air pressure had changed. The knocking stopped the moment she reached the landing. Her bedroom door stood open just as she had left it. Inside, nothing appeared disturbed. She stepped toward the closet, and for a moment, she considered turning around. Instead, she reached for the handle and pulled it open without hesitation. The door swung easily. The interior was unchanged, clothes hanging straight, shoes aligned. But the air inside the closet was cooler than the rest of the room, not dramatically, but noticeably. As she stood there, a faint clicking began again, softer than before, almost conversational. It wasn't coming from behind the door this time. It was coming from inside the walls. The sound traveled downward toward the floor, then stopped beneath her feet. The hardwood beneath the closet had always sounded slightly hollow, but now she could hear something else, a subtle scraping below the boards, as if something shifted just beneath the surface. She stepped back instinctively. The scraping stopped. The silence that followed felt charged. Then came a sharp crack from inside the closet wall. Not loud enough to suggest structural damage, but distinct enough to feel deliberate. Catherine stared at the drywall. A thin fracture line appeared near the corner where the wall met the ceiling. It wasn't wide and it didn't crumble, but it hadn't been there before. The message, if there was one, felt clear. This was no longer about shadows or fleeting figures. The house itself was participating. Her chest tightened, not from fear alone, but from anger. For years, she had tried to coexist quietly with whatever was happening. She had avoided provoking it. She had downplayed it to friends. She had endured scratches, resistance, and the humiliation of sounding irrational. Now it felt like escalation. She stood there for nearly a minute, waiting for another sound, another movement, another sign. Nothing came. That night was the quietest she had experienced in years. No tapping and no shifting. No pressure behind the walls. The next day passed without incident as well. In the weeks that followed, the disturbances diminished noticeably. The closet never resisted again. The hallway remained silent. The scratch marks and fractures did not spread. Even the air felt different, less compressed, less alert. Catherine does not believe she banished anything. She does not believe she defeated anything. But she does believe something shifted in that moment upstairs when she chose not to retreat. The house still creaks at night, as all houses do. The pipes still expand. Doors still settle in their frames. She no longer assumes every sound carries meaning. But she also no longer dismisses the possibility that the house once tested boundaries. Whether the black figure she saw years ago was separate from the structure or merely another manifestation of it, she cannot say. Whether the resistance behind the closet door came from a physical fault or something that cannot be measured, she cannot prove. What she knows is this. The activity intensified when she was passive. It quieted when she confronted it. The house still stands. She still lives there. And although it has grown calmer, there are moments, brief and subtle, when she walks past the closet and feels the faintest suggestion of awareness behind the wall. Not threatening, not retreating, just waiting. And she has learned to wait back.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one. Download Rocket Money. Step two, Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it. Guaranteed or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.